The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. As you know, I like C.S. Lewis because of many of the wonderful insights he brings. I had set aside one reading that I had received. I get these via email. And I was working on a podcast, and let me read the C.S. Lewis quote, and then I'll make the comment about it, which is rather kind of interesting based upon the actual quote. To Arthur Greaves, on the meaning of interruptions and real life, on the difficulty of being patient, and on embracing one's own sufferings. December 20, 1943. By the way, note, that is during the wartime. Things are pretty bad here. Minto's varicose ulcer gets worse and worse. Domestic help is harder and harder to come by. Sometimes I am very unhappy, but less so than I have often been. In what were, by external standards, better times, the great thing, if one can, is to stop regarding all the unpleasant things as interruptions of one's own or of real life. The truth is, of course, that what one calls the interruptions are precisely one's real life. What one calls real life is a phantom of one's own imagination. This is at least what I see at moments of insight, but it's hard to remember it all the time. I know your problems must be much the same as mine, with the importance difference that mine are of my own making. This is from the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2, Family Letters, 1905 to 1931, copyright 2004. Well, I'd set this aside thinking, what an insight. Real life isn't real life but a fantasy, but real life is what happens to you, which means all those interruptions. And then I kept getting interruptions after interruptions and interruptions. Oh my gosh. The toilet backed up, overflowed. I had to mop the floor, had to figure out what to do with that toilet. Then my right arm, which has been on and off over the years, caused problems sometimes, started to act up again. We think it's a pinched nerve somewhere. Well, it stops my braille reading and many times even my typing. It's just. And then other interruptions came in. Well, it's over a month now since I first looked at this about interruptions. Well, as I thought about this, during this past month of interruptions, one verse kept coming to mind, one that Paul wrote in the book of Romans near the end of his book to these people, that he's on his way, he says, to deliver a gift to those in Jerusalem, collected for them for their help. And then he notes in verse 15, verse 28, after I've completed this task, and have made sure that they have received this fruit, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. That was Paul's plan. But best we can tell, and we are quite sure, he never made it. He never got to Spain, nor visit them on the way. Oh, he did go to Rome, but as a prisoner, and then finally his death. You know, what pauses in my mind to think about is when we make plans, well, life happens. In fact, that's what my wife often says. Make plans and life happens. If this is the case, perhaps real life, as C.S. Lewis comments, is the interrupted plans. If so, we can and should thank God for those interruptions and all that happens. I don't know about you, But if I make plans and they don't carry out, I get frustrated. I have incomplete expectations. And that's really what it is. I expect to get this, this, and this, and I don't get it done. But, well, and this, of course, brings disappointment. And if you're always disappointed, one could say, well, you're planning too much. Plan less. Well, that can be true. But sometimes it can be as simple as, I plan to get up and just have a quiet day, and that never goes your way. I mean, sometimes you only plan one thing, and it happens. Even like with my arm I mentioned, it's disrupting my life a lot. Well, it isn't just for those who are big planners, but sometimes it needs to be the recognition of what life is. But it's okay. It's okay. Because God has made plans, and there's nothing that interrupts that. And what was His plan for you and for me? God so loved the world that He sent His only Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. His plan was to bring us to everlasting life. And that this life, we live to serve Him and to tell others in whatever way we can, but that this life we know is short and limited compared to eternity. And so rather than getting discouraged or disappointed because the plans didn't work, or even the flip, we get discouraged and disappointed because we can't make plans because we aren't able to get out because of our blindness, because there's a lot of things that can interrupt that, like transportation, people's help. We should realize that plans aren't being disrupted, but it's real life. And God can use us right where we are. In fact, Paul being sent to prison, well, that's why we have most of the New Testament. All his letters, I think there's 13 of them, we wouldn't have, well, we'd have one or two which weren't written from prison, but many of them are written from prison, and they give us great encouragement and hope. Wow. And so even in our quote-unquote imprisonment of life, our disappointments in life, our discouragements in life, our interruptions in life, God's at work. He's got a plan. And sometimes that means He's guiding from behind the scenes, even our lives, to put us in position that we can share with others of Him, His love, His forgiveness, His care, even when our plans are disrupted and a disappointment. Shall we pray? Thank you, Lord, for being our God and planning out our lives and in using whatever comes our way for your good and blessing for the kingdom of God. Lord, you know, Paul was probably disappointed when he got sent to prison in Rome, didn't get to Spain, because he wanted to share with the people up in Spain the good news of you. But we thank you, Lord, for all the letters he wrote from prison, which help and encourage us. Now, Lord, in our prisons, whatever they might be in our daily life, we ask that you make a blessing from them and help us to give thanks to you for our quote-unquote real life. Thank you, Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Oh, I'd love to hear from you, especially if you've got a story about how you planned to do something and the plan got interrupted or incomplete, and how real life didn't happen, and how then God worked it for good. You can write me at dave.andrus, D-A-V-E, dot Andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or just respond to the email if you get the email notice. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.